The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, how difficult or complicated is it to get yourself on a long-term and firm financial footing? Well, let's find out with MD of D&G Financial Services, Cian Carolan. Good morning, Cian.
Morning, Claire.
Thank you for coming in. So before we think about building wealth, which sounds like a big mountain to climb, I know, for many people, are there things that we need to sort out, a foundation that we need to put in place?
Yeah, and I suppose what people probably need to think about when it comes to planning for the future, it's making sure that they're steady in the now. And, you know, what are the things that people need to think about? People need to think about, okay, am I carrying any debt? And is some of that debt expensive, be it credit card debt? Are they an overdraft? Have they got home finance or whatever might be in place? And then they need to think about, have they got a bit of a buffer or emergency fund in the event of something going wrong? And, you know, I think back to, you know, a root canal treatment, and that's 1,000 plus another 1,000 for a crown. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that money straight away in the event of something coming at them that they're not expecting. And so it's just making sure that they maybe build up 1 or 2 months of an emergency fund, then work towards clearing down expensive short-term debt. And then they can start planning more long term. And
okay, I suppose, well, let's imagine that we have those things done, that the short term, the expensive debt is dealt with, and that there's a buffer there. So then what do we do to try and slowly build this money for the future?
Yeah, so it's thinking about, well, what's the most efficient thing to do to begin with? And people are leaving money on the table from a pension planning perspective. So it's maybe talking to your employer and seeing, you know, what is the maximum contribution that they will match? You know, I spoke with a client recently where they were paying 4% in, their employer would double their contribution. So that's 8% going in from the employer, but they would match up to 6%. So in essence, that person was leaving their 2% behind plus a further 4% from their employer. So that's really, really a tax efficient way to start planning for the future, because for every 100 euro that person puts in, it costs them 60 euro. So really tax efficient way to build a little bit of wealth for the future. And that's really important. So we talk about building wealth from a retirement perspective, but then there's loads of things that you might need to plan for in the kind of medium long term that you'll need access to before you retire, right?
So like
an investment account potentially for children's future education, and all the things that cost you along the way when you have kids and have a house that continues to probably need work done to it over time. There's loads of different things that people need to start planning for kind of more long term. And that's where we talk about investing and take as much of this money that sits on deposit in Ireland and get that working a little bit more harder for people more long term.
I suppose you have to have capacity to do all of this planning and saving, you know, even by, you know, if you want to increase your pension contribution by that small amount that you mentioned there, 2% of your income, you have to have that sitting there, and you have to be, you know, have money left at the end of the month to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And so this is where it's about trying to create kind of, I suppose, a gap between what you're earning and what you're spending. A lot of people are spending every penny, and some people don't have any choice around that. Life is very expensive at the minute. Others have bandwidth to do it, but just aren't doing it at the minute. And part of the reason for that is people don't prioritize, I suppose, enough in terms of making every euro that they earn count. I think in my household income, every single euro down to the euro is given a job. Some of that is long-term saving, some of that is short-term planning. But if you don't give every euro a job, you just, there's money that's coming in and that's going out, and you've no idea what it's going out on. So there's different ways that you can make short-term wins, because obviously it's not an immediate result to go and ask for a pay rise and work all the time. So what can you do? You can look at your big ticket items, be that your mortgage, be that your home insurance, car insurance. Make sure you're repricing that, reviewing those on a regular enough basis, because they're the big wins, and that's money that you can repurpose for other kind of long term plans. And then there's some shorter term things, and I'm guilty of it at times as well. Subscriptions that you start signing up for the new series that's coming out that you don't have that subscription for, and all of a sudden you roll into month on month on month. And, you know, so it's looking at things that you haven't used for the last couple of months, cutting them out, and that creates, you start to build a little bit of a gap. And, you know, again, I was talking to a client there last week. They're telling me that their household expenditure, it's 19% higher this year than it was last year. No new costs involved. So you're talking fuel costs, utilities, food shop, etc. So people need to create that gap, that buffer, because without that, as things become more expensive, they can plan less and less for the future. And all of a sudden you go from your mid-30s to your mid-40s and mid-50s, and then you're talking retirement, and it feels more and more daunting.
Mm-hmm. And what is an accessible way to assess your monthly or weekly outgoings? How do you do it?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's no rocket science to this. This is pen and paper stuff for a lot of people, or it could be a very simple spreadsheet, and it's write down what comes in every month and what goes out every month. And the only way to know is you print out your bank statement for the last 2 months, and it can be a bit shocking for some people as to they think they know what they're spending, and until they actually write that stuff down. And then just putting guardrails up around, okay, well, look, I don't need those things, or I need to allocate a certain amount that I'm allowing myself to live off. But you need to kind of almost bake into your plan, into your budget, an amount that just won't get spent in that month. Try do it, and you'd be surprised at how you can find 100 or 150 euro with relative ease if you just are a little bit more, I suppose, conscious about what you're spending.
Should it be a percentage then of your income every month?
I'm not sure I believe in the percentages piece at all. I mean, like, potentially a 10 to 15% buffer needs to be there, because in a year's time, it's quite conceivable that that's where your costs have gone to. But I'm not mad in, like, I think everybody, if you put two people on the same salaries in front of me, they'll have totally different lifestyle expenditures. And so, you know, it's not a one size fits all. No, I think, look, you know, I've been running a Life in Ireland kind of series where we showcase different household incomes and expenditure positions. And it's really interesting how it's getting people thinking about and talking about their own position, and people are starting to look at their own finances and kind of see, well, oh my God, I couldn't believe until I looked at it what I was spending my money on. And there's almost a little bit of shame around it, because they're like, I'm actually disgusted with myself that I spent that much mm-hmm. on that thing in the last year and haven't used it.
Yeah, so it's going back to building wealth slowly. I mean, these years pass quickly, don't they?
They do, and you don't want to be that, you know, getting to kind of pre-retirement stage and living with regret. So it's even the small things that you do now, the small habits that you can bake in, as difficult as it might seem and as squeezed as things might feel, those little habits that you form now are the foundations for building wealth. And building wealth doesn't mean building millions or even tens of thousands. It's just building space so that you've got a little bit of breathing room for that thing that might come at you that you're not expecting.
AI, of course, infiltrating every part of Irish life. People using it to address their financial problems, Cian?
Yeah, it's really an interesting space for us at the minute, because, you know, we're seeing people coming to us a lot more financially literate. And I wonder, are they, you know, and I'm starting to see emails coming back at me and I'm thinking, am I talking to that person or am I talking to that AI model in the background? And that is definitely a new trend. I think people are definitely coming to us more prepared for what, you know, and they're a little bit more literate on things like charging structure on investment accounts or pensions. And so that's really good. It's good that people are seeking out this information, but we all know about AI and hallucination, all that sort of stuff, and the reliability factor of it. And yeah, I think it's important that, yeah, by all means, seek out high level information, but don't rely on it for big life or financial decisions.
Okay, Cian, thank you very much for coming in. Cian Carolan there, MD of DNG Financial Services. And we all need to sit down and do an audit, don't we, of what we're spending. But if you want to kickstart your wealth boost.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.